Crushing the Red Flowers by Jennifer Voigt Kaplan. Chapter 1. Pawns. Friedrich Weber hated this part. "Today Germany hears us, and tomorrow the whole world." He screamed the words until his veins popped from his neck, and his face was a convincing shade of red. He thought thrusting his bony 12-year-old arm in the air would make him look tougher, so he did that too. Shrieks and cries shot every which way from the energized mob of boys, but when Friedrich screamed, he felt like a shell. Hollow inside, jagged outside. Maybe it was the thick air in the meeting room. The stench of sweat-soaked uniforms couldn't escape the crusty windows. Or maybe it was his new young folk leader, Günther Beck, and his watchdog eyes. Only a couple minutes of service hours were left, but Günther still scanned the room, scribbling names of unfaithful boys into his red notebook. Friedrich roared the words louder, hoping they would give him the feelings he was supposed to have. It didn't work. The words detached and drifted away, leaving him emptier. His mind fumbled for something else to shout. He would say any words, just to escape a beating afterward. Chapter 2. Another pocket-size mishap. Emil Rosen was certain he did not have a talent for trouble like Mama said. He only had one real talent, shooting marbles, and one secret talent, vomiting any time and anywhere he pleased. It didn't matter that neither were all that useful. It mattered that the talent was something a boy could control, and that wasn't what trouble was. Trouble snagged a person when he wasn't looking. Besides, trouble was big. What he got into were more like pocket-sized mishaps. Emil tossed his thoughts around as he snatched as many poppies as he could from the meadow along the river. He needed an extra big bunch this time. He was late and knew the bright wildflowers would melt Mama's voice like butter on warm bread. As he wrapped his thick fingers around the stems, the wind made their bodies bend and petals flutter. Emil thought they looked like thousands of little people in red hats performing a show just for him.